Welcome to the Effective Data Scientist podcast. This podcast is designed to help you improve your skills, stay focused, manage successful projects, and have fun at work. Be part of our community. This is an independent podcast, and the views expressed are our own.
Welcome to a new episode of The Effective Data Scientist. I'm super happy with this episode because this episode is the relaunch of The Effective Data Scientist. I'm very excited about it because from the sister podcast, The Effective Statistician, we have now recorded nearly 500 episodes. And I hope we, at some point, maybe in the future, we also get to so many episodes and thousands of listeners for this podcast. And maybe even more, because there are many more data scientists than actually statisticians, or maybe statisticians are a subgroup of data scientists, I would say. And I'm very happy that this podcast is starting because it's not just me, Alexander Schacht, talking. We also have two other co-hosts here. And with that, I want to hand over to Aziza to introduce herself and then to Paolo.
Thank you, Alexander. It's really nice to recreate or to start the episodes. It's my favorite data science podcast, and I'm really happy to be a part of it and share my experience and have conversations with great data scientists, leaders, and everyone who is involved in this world of data science. So about me, I represent research and development, statistics and data science global team at Boehringer Ingelheim. As a non-clinical senior statistician, I support the diverse drug development process by ensuring that every stage from discovery to commercialization is grounded in rigorous data-driven decision-making. Additionally, I lead the community of practice for design of experiments, and my role involves in a cross-functional collaboration and effective communication with technical development leaders, R&D scientists, and the regulatory affairs. Previously, I worked for Corning Incorporated, which is automotive industry. That part was related to automotive industry because I was a part of Corning Environmental Technologies, where I applied statistics and big data analytics to solve complex manufacturing problems, managed projects, and accelerated advanced data analytics applications in production, defining new roles like data scientist. Super happy to be here, to be a part of this great team. And I hand over to Paolo.
Thanks, Aziza. I'm Paolo Eusebi. I'm working as a senior consultant with IQVIA, mainly working leading projects on patient-reported outcomes for clinical drug development. And during my career, I had the opportunity to work in different fields related to data science and statistics, also in academia and public sector. And I saw the space for innovative things in statistics, embracing machine learning and other techniques. I think it's great when we can combine our statistical expertise, knowledge of measurement, error variability, together with technical programming skills and understanding of the new skill set, like generative AI, for example, AI tools in general. I think it's a really important moment for us of transition, and we are now seeing new stuff, impressive stuff for statisticians that can make a difference for consumers and patients. So I think it's great to be there, and it's always exciting to record new episodes, meet new people, know different paths for the profession. So I'm very excited to resume the recordings and meet new people.
Yes, I'm also super excited to resume the recordings, have lots of other guests joining the show to talk about data science across all kinds of different fields and speak about the actual problems data scientists have. That is not just, you know, the technical problems like coding problems, statistical models, AI, and topics like that, but also how we can apply these things effectively. And all of us work in organizations, can be corporate or maybe other organizations, where we need to work with other people. We rarely work alone, isolated, just for us. We need to convince other people with our analysis. We need to take them and we need to have influence in our organizations so that our work actually changes things. Because that is in the end the goal. Yeah? Any analysis needs to drive the decision, whether that is within your group, within your department, within your organization, or maybe even outside of your organization, with clients and the pharma industry, with regulators or with physicians, patients. It can be all kind of different groups. And here it is about convincing them of these things that we do. And maybe we want to do something new, something that has not been traditionally done that way. And we want to leverage new analysis ways or different data sets. Usually that means you need to convince others that it's worth doing or that this change actually makes sense, because most people are resistant to change. We have always done it that way. It's probably one of the most quoted sentences in terms of change management. And yeah, we see that in all kinds of different forms. So we'll also talk about these interpersonal skills quite a lot. In the effective statistician, we already have talked about this quite a lot and have helped hundreds of thousands of listeners and also trained more than 1,000 people on skills around these kind of different things. And then let's see what else comes out of the effective data scientist. Maybe we'll at some point have webinars or maybe we'll have an online conference. I'm still dreaming at some point maybe on an offline conference, but let's see. There's a lot of things that may happen, but we're just at the start here. So Aziza, what are your dreams when you think about the effective data scientist?
So my dreams, when I think about the effective data scientist, is to be updated with everything what is happening these days and to keep track on my learning and keep learning, because we are living in the times where I think we absolutely have to take time to learn and to speak to experts to stay updated. Otherwise, our knowledge is outdated very fast. And I think using the podcast Effective Data Scientist will help a lot of people just like me to stay updated. And I always enjoy listening to the conversations with leaders, with experts from different areas, to see their point of view. And my dream would be like, I know what's going on, to have that feeling that I know what's going on, I know what which technologies are there, and how do I keep going? Otherwise, my path will be from the questions that come to me as a data scientist or as a statistician to the results that I deliver that will be used in decision making. This path will be very difficult without knowledge. I think knowledge, gaining knowledge, is my dream.
We'll definitely talk about all these things. And we want to talk about aspects across the whole career spectrum. So we'll definitely talk about more advanced things and fancy things that are maybe sexy for the more experienced people. And we'll also talk about things that are maybe more for the people that are starting. Or maybe you're not a starter, but maybe you have mostly done the coding and these kind of things. And now you want to do more the statistical models. And that is new for you. What is new for someone is always dependent. Or maybe you're coming more from the statistics side and you want to understand better certain coding skills that maybe for people that do programming all the time is not new. Depending on where you are in your career, we will touch a lot of different aspects. Paolo, what's your dream for the effective data scientist?
My dream will be to create a community. It will be really nice to have a community of people sharing ideas and maybe once a meeting offline, for example, or exchanging ideas day by day and meet new people and have some new relationships with people from different backgrounds, different countries. It will be really nice. because we are most of the time working, you know, online, meeting people course after course, and would be really nice to establish some connection.
100% agree. We will definitely also have, beyond, of course, our homepage, also have social media presence, specifically LinkedIn. Let's see whether we do other things as well. But I think LinkedIn for sure. And then, of course, meeting each other at different conferences. Fun fact, Paolo and myself got connected over the Effective Statistician. Paolo was one of the first persons that listened to the Effective Statistician, and that's how we found each other. Aziza, I think it was similar, wasn't it?
Yes, it was similar. And when I started my career at Boehringer Ingelheim as a non-clinical statistician, I had zero idea what non-clinical statistician does. I searched in the internet, what is this? What does it mean? But I didn't find anything more effective than listening to your podcast. I saw that at that time, my manager at Boehringer Ingelheim shared your podcast, and I looked, oh, this looks very interesting. And I scrolled all the episodes, and I found two episodes on non-clinical statistician. And it was very interesting. It opened my eyes to what I'm going to do at Boehringer Ingelheim as a non-clinical statistician. And I fell in love with the episodes because they were super effective. They were exactly what I was looking for. And that's how I became a fan of your podcast. And now we are here. Connections.
Okay, so as a listener, you can hopefully share our enthusiasm, our excitement for relaunching this podcast, and that in the future, on a regular basis, you will get updates that help you to be more effective in your job, both from a technical and also from a non-technical point of view, so that you have a great career, that you can have a great experience in your job, and maybe also at some point get others along. And if you like this podcast and what it's all about, and there's a couple of podcast episodes already, you can scroll back, then please share that with your colleagues, your peers, tell them about it, connect with us on LinkedIn and message us what would you like to learn about. Or maybe you have an interesting paper that you stepped over, or even better, you have a guest that you would like to have on the podcast, please connect us. So stay tuned for a lot of more things to come from this podcast.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.